This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We have a major topic today, a geshmaka topic, but we're limited in time. But let's give it a good shot. We know that one of the main principles of nedarim is that when you make a neder and you use the process of hatfasa, you can only be matfis b'davar hanadar, you can't be matfis b'davar ha'asar. You can only use this process of hatfasa, whether it's extension or accessing, of something that was asar mitam neder, not as something which is asar mitam iser. Okay, what's the reason for that? Why could you only be matfis something that's asar midin neder? And for example, we had in the Mishnah that you can't be matfis from besar chazir or something else which is usur. Only, let's say we had on Yud Gimel Beis, ke besar chazir, ke avoydas kechomim, ke eros levuvin, ke navelos utrevas kishgasim, kishgatsim aramasim, ke chalas arnuch shemasai mutter. What's the reason you can't be matfis in davar ha-usur, only in davar ha-nadar? The Ran seems to say two different things. And these two different things seem like a stira. So we're going to have a stira in the Ran. What the reason why you can't be matfis b'davar ha'asar. And we're going to have one of the most important stiras in the Rambam in Masechta Nedarim. And this is going to open up a massive vista of understanding what hatfasa is and different types of hatfasa. Okay. Let's see. Let's start with the Ran on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Ran on Daf Yud Dalet says, what's the reason you can only be matfis b'davar hanadar? Look in this Ran. Umefarkinon le'asar isar misbay l'chidatanya ezehu isar. Kaloimar v'kivon de'efshel lo'kmi lo'kma l'hach drasha l'hachi mukmasla mishum de'svarahi de'matfis b'davar ha'asar lo'y chayel b'de'bishlama b'davar ha'nador matzi l'atvusei v'loimar kikar ze'olai b'neder v'karbon sh'nesar a'idei neder. He says, it's a svara. The Ran says, the svara, it's a svara. The matfis b'davar asar loy chayel. When your matfis b'davar asar, it does not take effect. Bishlama davar hanador. You could be matfis and you could say, kikar ze alai b'neder v'karban. This kikar is asar upon me, is upon me with as a neder and a karban. Shenesar ayde karban. A karban was asur through a neder. So think about it. I could say this loaf of bread is asur to me b'neder and carbon. You know why? Because a carbon is asur through a neder. Aval ki matvis b'davar asur. But when I say this should be upon me b'neder like chazir, lav klum kamar, you're not saying anything. Dehechi lema, what should you say? Kikar ze alai kibasar chazir? That this kikar should be like the meat of a pig? Layefshar, it's not possible. The basar chazir asri rachmana. Basar chazir the Torah asred. Vehu lay asri. And he didn't asr it. What's the Ran saying? The only way you could do hatfasa is if I say this item should be a neder, like a carbon, very good. A carbon is an Isser Neder. So I could say, this loaf of bread should be Isser like a Neder. This loaf of bread should be an Isser Neder like a carbon, because a carbon is an Isser Neder. If I say, this loaf of bread should be a Neder like a carbon, that's a meaningful statement, because a carbon is Isser because of Neder. I could create an Isser Neder if I say this should be a Neder like a carbon, because a carbon is an Isser Neder. But if I say this should be an Isser Neder like pig, well, it doesn't make any sense, because pig is not Usser through a Neder. Pig is just Usser. So the Ran seems to be saying that The reason why you have to be matfis b'davar another and not b'davar aser is because it doesn't make sense to be matfis b'davar ha aser. How do you create an iser neder like in davar ha aser? A davar aser is not an iser neder, but a karbon is an iser neder. So I could say this should be aser to me b'neder like a karbon, because a karbon is an iser neder. But I can't say this should be aser to me as a neder like a pig, because pig is not an iser neder. It's a Torah's iser. So the Ran seems to be saying on Daf Yadalid that it only makes sense to be mafis b'davar hanader, not b'davar haaser. The Ran in Masechta Shua says something else entirely. The Ran in Masechta Shua seems to say that the process of hatvasa is hamshachas kedusha, where I am mamshech, I draw, I extend, I continue sanctity. Well, that only makes sense by kachim, by carbon, by eitzim, by imra, by dirim, because they have kodesh, they have hekdesh. So I'm mamshech liyisur kodesh, but I can't do it to a pig. A pig doesn't have hekdesh, so there's nothing to be mamshech. That's a completely different svara. It's just a different svara. The Ran in the Dharma Daf Yudalit says you can only be matfis b'davar nador, because a davar hanador, I can only be mafis b'davar hanador, because if I'm making a neder, I can only, when my statement only makes sense if I say this should be a neder like a davar hanador, because a davar hanador is also asar mitam neder. But I can't say that I want to create a neder like that davar asar. The davar asar is not asar mitam neder. The Ran in Shua says that the reason why you can only be matfis b'davar nadar is because the process is hamshacha. The Ran here says, Lufika chani oimer d'hachi perusha d'me'ikara makshinan midatanya ezehu iser da'ama ezehu iser da'ama iser hainu matfis k'may shikasavti l'mala u'basar hachi amrinan armalacha rava t'ritz ve'ima hachi Ezeu iser neder amar b'toira kolaymar deloy b'iser dekra airi deloymar shumatfis ela b'ikar neder the ikar neder amar b'toira haynu shetoloy b'davar hanader. The main neder that said in the Torah is toloy b'davar hanader v'soif davar ke'echad mi nidrei hekdesh. The resultant end is it's like one of the nidrei hekdesh. Dahaynu ke'imra, that is ke'imra kedirim de'belav hachi Nadar neder rishon loy mishkachas lei. The end is kenidrei hekdesh, like imra, like dirim. Otherwise, the first neder would not be possible. Avo b'loy hatvasa iyafsher loy lesar samoter. Without the process of hatvasa, you can't prohibit something which is moter. Elam emnesha koidesh oisa chalipin. The process is hekdesh makes chalipin. Once something is holy, you could exchange it, extend it, expand it. Af hu yachal lahatbis isuroi b'davar amutterloi oila acherim. V'zehu ikar neder. V'haynu da amrinon ad sheyidar b'davar hanadar. She ikar neder b'hatfasahu. The main neder is b'hatfasa.
So what about truma and tala?
It doesn't work, because it's not an iser neder. It's an iser. Both, in other words, the Ran in the Dharam would say, Truma and Chala, the Torah asserted. Therefore, when I say I want to make a neder that this should be like Truma and Chala, it's meaningless, because Truma and Chala are not asur as a neder. And the Ran here in Shavuos would say, I can't be mamshech hektish from Truma and Chala, because Truma and Chala are not hektish. It's an iser Torah. V'haynu d'amrina not shida b'davar another shikir neder b'atfas v'afal pishim lo yitfisu chayel. We once discussed this. There are two processes of neder. There's making a neder straight and a neder through hatfasa. So the Ran wants to know if the way neder works is you extend kedusha. How does a neder work if I'm not matfis? It's a yad to hatfasa. Hahu midin Yadhu de Mahani Shekshu Oimer Hareza Asar Alai Anu Goimrim Devarav When a person says this should be aser to me, we finish his words. And we say what he means is kikarban. But ikar neder matfisu. Ulafika chamatfis beneder nadar. Kalamar sha'amar zek zek chayel. Okay. Bottom line is, we have a steer on the Ran. The Ran in the Dara Mandaf Yadalid says the reason why you can only be matfis bedavar another is because it only makes sense to be matfis bedavar another. Because if you're trying to create an Isser Neder and you're saying this should be like a pig, well, a pig is not an Isser Neder. So your statement is meaningless. It has no mashmaos. But if you say, I want to create an Isser Neder like that carbon, well, that makes sense because the carbon is Asr Mitam Neder. But the Ran in Shua says that a totally different rationale. That the reason he can only be mafis b'davar another is because it's working through extension of Kedusha. There's no extension of Kedusha by pig. There's no Kedusha by pig. There's only Isser. How do you extend it? This is the kasha of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Sefer Koivetz Biurim on Masech Teshuvos. That's question number one. Stira on the Ran. Okay, question number two is another very important inyan here. I actually only wanted to do this part of it because the other part was very complex, but I can't help it. So we're going to keep this second part very simple. The second part is both of these sugyas are like main sugyas in Nedarim, and somehow we're doing both of them today, and we have to finish soon. Okay, this is a stira in the Rambam. You know, the Gemara has a shaila. The shaila began on, what was it? Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The shaila was the shaila of Rami Bar Chama. When you say Harei Alai Kibasar Zivchei Shlamim, do we say Biikaroi Kamatfis, Oy Achshav Kamatfis, Oy Behetera Kamatfis? The Gemara ultimately says the case is you have a piece of good meat, and you have a piece of Shlamim meat. It's after the Zrikas Hadam, so it's Mutter, and you say Zekazeh. Do you mean that the permitted meat should be like the essential state of the shlamim, which is aser, mitam neder, or like the current state, which is a davar heter? And the Gemara went through many cases. The Gemara tried to prove from Bukhara, it's a machlekes tanoim, and ultimately the Gemara has no conclusion. So we don't really have a definitive answer. What's the halacha to Rami Bar Chama Shaila? Do we say b'ikare kamatfis or b'hashta kamatfis? So the Ran on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, this is the one part of the Ran I did not read inside when we learned it this past Monday. The Ran quotes the Ramban that even though normally, you know, when you have a suffix Nadarm L'chumra, the Ramban's opinion is that we are makel, that if you say Zek Hazeh by Bechar, the Ramban's conclusion is that we do not say Bi'ikare Kamatfis, we say Behetera Kamatfis. The Ran quotes Ramban Nekatinon to Behetera Kamatfis. We paskin Behetera Kamatfis, okay? That we're lenient. Presumably then, if you would have kosher meat and Bechar meat and you say Zekazeh, it should be permitted because Bechar Bi'ikare Behetera Kamatfis is right now La'achar Zrikas Dam, it's permitted. Yeah? So the Ramban says the conclusion of the sugya is Behetera Kamatfis. Then it should come out, if that's the case, if Behetera Kamatfis, bottom line is we should say that if you're Matfis Bebechar, it's Mutter. Yeah? That's what it should come out. There is a major stira in the Rambam. The Rambam argues on the Ramban. The Rambam paskins l'chumra that if you're matfis bebasar zivchei shlamim after zrika, aser. The Rambam paskins regarding the question of Rami Bar Chama that we say bi'ikaroi kamatfis. You got it? The Rambam paskins bi'ikaroi kamatfis l'chumra. The Ramban says behetera kamatfis. The Rambam says l'chumra be'isser kamat bi'ikaroi kamatfis. Everyone asks on the Rambam, really bi'ikaroi kamatfis? But the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that a bechar is not a davar hanador. And it's a davar ha'asur. And if you're matfis bebechar, if you say kikar ze alai kebechar, mutter. Okay? Now, but, what if you have a, okay, so the Rambam paskins, A, b'ikare kamatfis. Number two, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Huda, that bechar is not a davar anadar, it's a davar asr. If you say kikar ze alai kebechar, mutter. But what if you have Besar Bechar in front of you? Before Zerikas Hadam, if you say Zek Hezeh Aser, what? If you say Zek Hezeh Aser, I understand the Rambam holds B'ikarei Kamatfis, but the Rambam holds that a Bechar is a Davar HaAser, not a Davar HaNadar. So why if you say Zek Hezeh, is it Aser? If the Rambam holds Bechar is a Davar HaAser, and matfis by loy mahani, so then why if you say zek hezeh bebechar, is it aser? Now the Rambam holds if you say zek hezeh by bechar achar zrikas hadam, I'm sorry, if let's say you say hareze kebechar laachar zrikas hadam, it's mutter. Why would it be mutter? The Rambam holds bi'ikare kamatfis. And if you would have done it, if the meat is in front of you, and it was, if it was kaidam zrikas hadam, it would be permitted. If it was kaidam zrikas hadam, and you said zeh kazeh, then it would be asr. So in other words, how do these different psakim of the Rambam, how do they jibe? The Rambam paskins bi'ikare kamatfis. Fine. The Rambam also holds that Bechar is Davar HaAsar. And therefore, if you say Kikar Zayalai Kebechar, Mutter. Because you're Matfis B'Davar HaAsar. But if you have the meat of a Bechar in front of you, Koidim Zrikas Hadam, if you say Zeh Kazeh, Asar. So number one, why in the world would it be Asar? It's a Davar HaAsar. Number two, if you're Matfis B'Basar Bechar La'achar Zrikas Hadam, Mutter. But why? If koidim zrikas hadam, the hatfas is effective, then why don't we say bi'ikare kamatfas even la'achar zrikas hadam? Let's come back to the stira on the Ran. The Ran in the Dharam says the reason why you have to be matfas v'davar hanador is because it only makes sense v'davar hanador. I'm trying to create an isur nether. How could I do it v'davar asar? The Ran in Shua says it works as a hamshacha. So Rabbi Chanan in Shavuos Daf Chaf, Ad Sheyidu B'Davar Nader, because of Aran Hatam, the Isser Kedushahu B'Neder, Shenimshach V'Nitbas, V'Loi Isser Greda. The way Nedarim works is I extend, it's not just an Isser, but I'm Mamshach. V'Hainu D'Hatfasa Inyana Hamshachas HaKedusha. The way Hatfasa works is I extend Kedusha Ala Kikar Shenoyder Himenu. But the question is, in Nedarim on Daf Yedaleh, the Ran writes, a different reason. Bishlama b'davar anadar, I could be matfis, and I could say, kikar ze alai b'neder kakarban. Because a carbon is a ser neder. Avol ki matfis b'davar asur, lav klum kamar, it's meaningless. Dehechi lema, kikar ze alai kibasar chazir. How could I say, I'm making a neder, that this should be like basar chazir? Lo yafshir. It's not possible. The basar chazir asur rachmana. How could I create an Isra like Besar Chazir, the Besar Chazir the Torah asserted? How could I create an Isra like the Torah? You ready for Rabbi Chanan's Chiddush of the century? A Shas Chiddush. Says Rabbi Chanan, there are two types of Hatfasa. So that means there are three types of Nedarim. There's just making a Neder. This should be Asr. But when I do hatfasa, there are two types. One type is I extend. One type is I create. When do I extend? If I have another piece of meat in front of me that's already asr, mitam neder, I could extend the isr kedusha in it. So let's say I have a piece of a carbon chatas in front of me, and I say zeh kazeh. Whatever kedusha is in the carbon chatas, I pull it. when I'm extending, the reason why I can only do with a davar another and not a davar aser is because a davar another has kedusha, a davar aser doesn't have kedusha. There's nothing to extend. There's another kind of hatfas. Another kind of hatfas says, I'm creating it, but I'm saying that I'm creating it like another thing that could be created. Well, that only makes sense if the other thing was created and not something that the Torah asserted. There's hatfasa by a real, when I have a real live kedusha item in front of me that I'm pulling from. And then there's hatfasa when I'm just invoking the way it works elsewhere, but not that I have an actual live specimen of Isser kedusha in front of me. These are two different worlds of hatfasa. Says Rabbi Chanan Menir, the shnei hatamim yashnan. There are two reasons. Di mitzad hamshacha. If there's a process of drawing, loy have a shayach hatfasa b'mechias kameh. That's only possible if it's lying in front of you. Avo loy be'ein adar another ba'olam. But if the davar another is not in the world, then there's no way to do it. It could go in harini k'shimshain. Let's say a guy says, I want to be like shimshain. The thing is, it's very nice. You want to be like shimshain, but shimshain agibar is not alive anymore. So you're not extending shimshain's kedusha. You're invoking that you want to create an iser just like Shimshon has an Isser on it. You're not pulling the Kedusha that's on Shimshon. Let's say I say I want this to be like a Chatas. Great. There's no Chatas today extant that you're pulling from. This Hatfasa is the actual is a Neder. That's what the Ram means on Daf Yudalit. That I'm creating the Isser. So I can only say I'm creating an Isser like something else that was an Isser Neder, because I'm saying I'm creating an Isser just like that thing was created. But I can't, I'm not being Mamshech. But the reasoning of Hamshacha is what the Ram is talking about in Shavuos. Mayol Heichad Oishayach Hatfasu B'Guf HaNeder. The reason of Hamshacha helps where the it's not shayach hatfasa in the guf haneder. See, in the Dorim and Daf Yud Aleph, we have the shayla of Rami Bar Chama, harei alai kibesar zivchei shlomim la'achar zrikas damim mahu. Right, we have a shayla. Let's say I say it should be like zivchei shlomim after zrikas hadam. So the Gemara says, if you said that lashon, that you want it to be la'achar zrikas hadam, so behetero kamarfis. So the Gemara says the case is, you have basar zivchei shlomim lying in front of you, and heter meat lying in front of you, and you say zeh kazeh. Regarding that shiloh, we say bi'ikarei kamatfis. Lema ketanoi. And the Gemara says, it's machalikis tanoim, because Rabbi Yaakov says, by bechor asur yudah mater. If lefnei zrika, it should be mutter. If after zrika, it should be asur. Says the case, the Gemara, the case is where you have some meat of a Bechar in front of you and Heter meat in front of you and you say Zekazah. Isn't that a Machlokes Tanoim? No! It's talking about Lefnei Zrikas Hadam. You say, this should be like Bechar Lefnei Zrikas Hadam. Why is it Mutter? Because it's a Davar HaAsr, not a Davar HaNador. Okay, so how do we paskin? The Rambam in Perek Aleph in Adarim Halachi Gimel Paskins, if you say Hare Alai Kibachar, zero. Because Bechar is a Dabar HaAsr, not a Dabar HaNadar. So the Rambam Paskins, bottom line, Hare Alai Kibachar, zero. Bechar is a Dabar HaAsr, not a Dabar HaNadar. Who does that go like? Who is that a Psak like? Rabbi Huda, Bechar is davar ha-asar. But then the Rambam paskins that if you have kachim or shlamim after zrikas damim, shumutu azarim, and you say zeh kezeh asar. Why? Bi'ikarei kamafis. What about if it's a Bechar? So I would have said if it's a Bechar, it doesn't work. Because the Rambam already paskin Bechar is Dabar HaAsr, not Dabar HaNador. So the Rambam says, no! If the meat is Lefnei Zrikas Hadam, Asr. After Zrikas Hadam, Mutter. Wait a second. Lefnei Zrikas Hadam, Mutter. After Zrikas Hadam, I'm sorry, Lefnei Zrikas Hadam Asr, La'achar Zrikas Hadam Mutter. Wait a second. The Rambam already paskined Bechar is Davar Ha'asar. The Rambam also paskins that Zekazeh by other Karbanis is Asar because Bikarei Kamadfis. Presumably that has no bearing on Bechar because Bechar is Davar Ha'asar. Then the Rambam says if you say Zekazeh by Bechar, it's going to depend if it's Lefnei Zrikas Hadam or after Zrikas Hadam. That makes no sense. Because the Rambam already told us that there's no process of Hatfasa by Bechar because it's Davar Ha'asar. Elamai, you're going to say he holds there is a process of Hatfasa by Bechar. It's a Davar Anadar. So then even Achar Zrikas Hadam, it should be Asar because Rambam says Bikari Kamadfis. So Rabbi Chanan asks these questions. Tamua, number one, the Rambam already said Bechar is Davar Ha'asar. And number two, Miman of Shach. If it's a Davar Hanador, then it should work. Even La'achar Zrika. Because Meikara Kamadfis. I mean, what in the world is Rambam saying by Bechar? How could he hold Bechar as Davar Ha'asar? And yet it's a Davar Asar, and you could be Madfis it? But only Lefnei Zrika Sadam? Why not after Zrika Sadam? If it's a davar ha'asar, you should never be able to be matfis from it. That's why the Rambam says that by Bechar, zeh kazeh, if you say harezu b'kabchar, it's meaningless because it's a davar asar. Must be that when you say harezu k'bechar, you're not extending kedusha because there's no bechar in front of you. No bechar in front of you. You're using the process of creating an Isser. You can't create an Isser like a Bechar. Bechar, you don't create the Isser. So when you just say Hareza k'Bechar, the Rambam paskins, it's a Davar Asar. But when I say Zeh k'Zeh, even though I didn't create the Isser of Bechar, I could extend the Kedusha. Extending the Kedusha only works if the item is Kadosh. If it's Lefnei Zrikas Hadam, La'achar Zrikas Hadam, it's not Kadosh. I, the Rambam holds, Bi'ikarei Kamadfis. Bi'ikarei Kamadfis is a Svara. When I'm creating the Isser, what do I mean when I invoke something else? But in the world of Hamshacha, there's no concept of Bi'ikarei Kamadfis. In the world of Hamshacha, either it's holy now or it's not holy now. Says Rabbi Chanan, Aval Lamash Shenesparati Asi Shapir. You see, even though the Rambam holds Bechar is a Davar Ha'asur, it is a Davar Ha'asur. But the Isser is an Isser Kachim. It's not a Davar Hanador, it's a Davar Ha'asur, but it's a Davar Ha'asur with an Isser Kachim. So since it's a Davar Ha'asur with an Isser Kachim, I can extend it. So even though the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Huda that Bechar is a Davar Ha'asur, and therefore the concept of the Nedarim type of Hatfas is not applicable, but the Hamshachas Kedusha is applicable. The Be'emes Mitzadin Hamshacha Shayich Shapir Hatfas Agam Bebechar. Umasha Pasak Deloy Mahani, that's talking about where the other piece is not in front of you. So there's no Hamshacha. There's only the concept of the other Hatfasa, where I create the Isser Neder like another Isser Neder. El Hatfasa Begufa Neder V'zeloy Shayich Bebechar. That's not applicable by Bechar. Kivan de Eloi Makdish le Nami Kadosh. Because by Bechar, the Isser of Guf Haneder is not applicable. You know why? Guf Haneder is, I would like to create an Isser Neder like that thing. But the thing is, that thing, you didn't create an Isser. It would have been wholly irrespective. The Eloi Makdish le Nami Kadosh. Ein Atfasa v'mashinasa de Neder. Chedevei Ram ben Adarim. You see, the Rambam's correct. When you say Harezu Kibachar, it's meaningless. Why? Because the other Bechar, the Bechar is not in front of you, so you can't do Hamshacha. But what you're doing is, I want to create a new Isser like that Bechar. Shkayach, that Bechar, you didn't create the new Isser, the Torah did. But when Bechar meat isn't lying in front of you, even though the Torah created that Kachim, I could extend it. If it's before the sprinkling of the blood, shaper mani medinam shacha. Aval acher zrika shekvar ein hakdusha ba'olam. There's no kedusha. Shuvloi shayek bayam shacha. Ela din beikare kamatfis. All there is the din of beikare kamatfis. Beikare kamatfis is a logic in the other realm of atfasa, the realm of I'm creating a new iser, like I'm invoking where it could be done elsewhere. So let's say I say, I harezu iser neder kibasar shlamim. So what I'm referring to is when a shlamim was aser before the zrikas hadam. But I can't be referring to when a bechor was aser before the zrikas hadam, because a bechor before the iser of before the zrikas hadam, I didn't create that iser. Shehu atfasa beguf hanedo a shaykh ela b'shlamim v'loy b'bechar. Why? Because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, d'loy have a davar nadar. Basically, it comes out the shayla of Rami Bar Chama of Beikarei Kamatfis is a shayla in the nedarim dika hatfasa. When I invoke, I would like to create a new iser like that thing, and that thing right now, after Zrikas Hadam, is permitted, what do I mean? Do I mean in its state before the Zrikas Hadam, or in its state after the Zrikas Hadam? So regarding that, the Rambam paskins Beikarei Kamatfis. Legabe Bechar, the Rambam paskins Bechar is a davar ha'asar. That doesn't mean you can't do the process of Hamshacha. So basically this whopper chiddush, this veltz chiddush of Rebbe Chanan answers the stira of the Ran and answers the stira in the Rambam. In the Ran, take a look at, you could harv on this, but it's mamish, very clear and beautiful on this. In the Ran in Nedarim says that Hatfasa only works with Davar Hanador. The Ran says, because since I'm creating the Neder, I could only have, my words only have significance if I say like something else that I created, not like something else the Torah created. But the Ran in Shvua says the rationale of Davar Hanador is I can only extend in a Ser Kedusha, not in a Ser Torah. So two different Svaras of the Ran. The Rebbe Chanan says, yeah, two different Svaras of the Ran, they're two different processes. And the proof that they're two different processes is the Rambam Paskin's Bechar is Davar Ha Aser, and if you say Harezu Kebechar, it's meaningless. And yet, the Rambam also Paskin's Beikare Kamatfis. And the Rambam paskins that if you say Zek Hezeh by Bechar, then by Bechar, if it's Kaidim Zrika Saddam, Asur Lacher Zrika Saddam Mutter. How? How could Hatfasa work by Bechar if the Rambam holds Bechar's Davar Asur? That proves that even though Bechar's Davar Asur, that just negates the Neder Dika Hatfasa, where I want to create an Isser and I invoke another situation where I've created an Isser that doesn't apply by Bechar, because I didn't create the Isser by Bechar. But the Hamshachas HaKadusha, I could be Mamshach from Bechar. The only thing is, it has to be Kaidim Zrikas Hadam. That's the Sugya. That's the answer to the Stira in the Rans. That's the answer to the Stira in the Rambams. There are two types of Hatfasa. There's a Nedarim Dika Hatfasa, where I create the Isser and I'm merely invoking another situation where I also create the Isser. And then there's a Hamshachas Kedusha. And the beautiful thing about this is Bechar, even though it's a Davar HaAsser, but it's an Isser Kachim, so I could still be Mamshachet. I have to call it a day. If you have any questions, you can call me after one. Or anytime. Hatzlacha. It's good stuff. If you have the Marim Kaimos, take a look. It's good, beautiful stuff. Hatzlacha. Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.